Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon, and I got a special guest with you all the way from Singapore, working on a extremely cool project. We have Mr. Yu Yamanaka. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the introduction, Richard. Oh,
of course. I'm glad you could join us. But I mean, you're working on a really cool project, Liberty Pool. But before we jump into that, can you just give us a little bit more information about yourself and give us some background?
Okay. So I'm from Japan. Now I live in Singapore. I just moved to Singapore from Japan a year and a half ago to start this business. So I started my business career in 2009 as a software developer. So my first company was an enterprise security company. So I worked for them for 6 years. Then I worked for one of the largest media for women in Japan. Then I worked for an AI startup specialized at deep learning. Then in 2016, I entered the blockchain market, blockchain industry. As a CTO for a company that's called Starbase.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Starbase. Well, actually, so let's stay there real quick. So you have a lot of experience with working on startups and kind of like the entrepreneurial scene. What got you into that space?
So various spaces. I worked with enterprise technology and web technology.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. So now we're in 2016, just like you said. And so 2016, this was your introduction into the cryptocurrency and blockchain space. So you said you started your company, Starbase.
I co-founded Starbase with the CEO, Tomoaki, and I was the CTO. So it's a kind of ICO platform that helps blockchain startups to raise funds from ICO, a token sale.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Okay, so you started that back in 2016, and then you've worked on that for a while. So what happened after you started that company, and how did you get into your current company, which is Liberty Pool?
Okay. Starbase has raised $9 million by their ICO. So in 2017, and that experience was very exciting. So as a blockchain developer, I wrote smart contract on the Ethereum blockchain. So I made the ICO successful. But at the same time, I saw many problems in that crypto investment field. For example, there are many scams. So as an ICO insider, we fought with many scammers, and also people are not so much educated in the crypto and the blockchain field.
Correct.
So more than scammers, there are many fraud information and incorrect information in the internet. So people often were influenced with such false information, then put the money into many projects, and eventually they lost money. I saw those circumstances. Yeah, that's why that fact motivated me to launch found this company, Liberty Pool.
Gotcha. So the main purpose of Liberty Pool, as you were going through Starbase and all the ICOs and all the scammers that were going on, you're like, there needs to be a more secure way and a better way to help help prevent people from getting scammed.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So you create Liberty Pool. Okay, so that's how you came up with the concept. But you know, what is a problem that Liberty Pool is solving and is super needed in the future outside of just making sure that scammers aren't coming to the platform to try to get people out of their money?
Okay, yes. In my Liberty Pool career, I interviewed over 50 crypto investors. So I try to understand their needs and their problems, and we found the problems. That is, they understand spending time to learn and research crypto and blockchain investment, but they were too busy to do so. So I just came up with an idea to solve the problems. That is, we Liberty can do research on behalf of them, and we can provide a solution for them to invest in our crypto assets. Shall I speak about our solution?
Yeah. So if I'm not mistaken, like the way that the pool works, and then just looking at your website, so you basically put in a certain amount of money, and then based on you and some of the mathematicians that are in the group, you invest in over 20 plus cryptos, and over time that portfolio makes money, and then they can cash out their portfolio over time, and that's how they get their money back.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes, we have found a good partner. It's an independent team of mathematicians, quants, and experts in the financial crypto investment financial field. So they are they invented a formula that reflects the entire blockchain market capitalization, entire crypto market capitalization. So they have the data, and they have a nice portfolio backed by research since 2016. So, but there was no way to invest in the portfolio, invest in the formula. So we have built this platform for every busy investors to invest in their portfolio designed by their experts.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, cool, man. That sounds like a really cool project, and it sounds like that y'all already had some really good success with it so far. But I know that you've now been in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space for several years. What are some other different cryptocurrency and blockchain projects that are on your radar?
Okay, definitely one of the promising project is Ethereum. You know, it's a popular project. Yes, because many projects issued their tokens, blockchain tokens, but most of them haven't provided a use case to consume their tokens. But for the Ethereum, so with the Ethereum blockchain, it's already operating. So the users of Ethereum blockchain need to spend some Ether on deploying the program, the decentralized program, where they need to spend Ether to use their dApps, decentralized application deployed on the blockchain. Yeah. So they already
So have a use case.
Demand. Yeah, right. Use case.
Exactly. It's very practical. I'm a pretty yes. big Ethereum fan myself. And yes. a lot of these cryptocurrencies, they just, as much as they're trying to make a cool thing, if people aren't going to mm-hmm. use it in every day, like how, yes. you know, how powerful really is it? So yes. I also think that is a very good one for people to be looking out for. So thank you for that.
Yes. Our answer.
No, go ahead.
Can I speak about another project?
Absolutely.
Project? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So recently, for several months ago, I knew some project. It's called Anchor, Anchor Token. Anchor Token is listed on an exchange. So it's a project to issue a stable coin that reflects the global economic market. So for now, there are many stable coins pegged to some currency, like pegged to the US dollar. But the uniqueness of Anchor coin is it's pegged to the global economic market. So I believe it's more likely it has a potential to become a stable coin. It's a borderless stable coin.
Right. It has the potential to potentially become the stable, like the standard stable coin that everyone
yes.
could peg yeah. against. So so it's called Anchor.
Yes, good name. It's called Anchor.
Good name. Okay. So I'll definitely go check that out, and everyone else should probably go check that out as well. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. It's like Libra by Facebook, but Libra by Facebook is a permission-based blockchain initially. But Anchor is based on the Ethereum blockchain, and it's on the public blockchain. That's the difference,
right? And no, not to go back to Ethereum again, but there's just so much being built on top of Ethereum. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. just there's just so much use case for it. And going back to LibraCoin for a second, just that is a centralized Libra is a centralized platform. Period.
And, yes. Hi. Yes.
And with Anchor, it sounds like because it will be built off of the Ethereum blockchain, that sounds mm-hmm. a little bit more promising to me. So mm-hmm. I like that. I like the sound of that.
Yes, it's free.
Well, good deal. And so, thank you for sharing two of those projects with us. But what are some other things that are in the crypto space that you think are going to happen? Somewhere between the next three to six months or up to a year? Like, what do you think are some really important things that are going to happen in the space that are about to come up?
Okay. I believe in the blockchain as an infrastructure for various kind of assets. Means, there are already some cryptocurrency assets working on the blockchain, like Bitcoin, yeah, currency, Ethereum, UDD token, and there is STO, security token offering. So securities issued on the blockchain, and Anchor it's backed by bonds. So I believe various kind of, many kind of assets, including traditional assets, will be available for trading on the blockchain. Yeah.
Gotcha. No, I could see that as well. And I believe that the world is definitely moving towards blockchain, and there's, from a database standpoint and just from a security and being able to mm-hmm. follow securely how yes. transactions have happened, blockchain just mm-hmm. solves those problems. So it's very practical.
Yes. It's lower cost and transparent and fast. I see many benefits rather than and so more importantly, the most important factor blockchain can provide is open. Like the internet.
Yeah.
yeah, every company can interact with the blockchain to build new services.
Absolutely. And just like you said, the open availability and the transparency, that is mm-hmm. so key, because companies aren't going to be able to just try to push things under the rug and not, there'll be a larger light on all the things that they're doing because people can truly follow the transactions, which is great.
Yes.
Well, good deal. Well, thank you so much for, you know, being on the show today and for dropping all the knowledge that you have. But before you leave, I would ask that if you could leave a final thought with all of our listeners today, what would that be?
I recommend listeners to try for using services in the blockchain sector. So for example, I see many people have already bought Bitcoin and have some balances on their exchange account, but also many of them haven't used Bitcoin wallet. so one of the interesting stuff for Bitcoin is they can send Bitcoin to others through the blockchain wallet. So yeah, like that. Yeah, so I strongly recommend listeners to try many crypto and blockchain related services to understand them better. Yeah, that's the best way to.
Gotcha. So making sure, like, yeah, Bitcoin's the biggest one and everyone knows about it, but try some of the other cryptocurrencies, try to send it to each other, try to set up different wallets and just see how you can use it in your everyday life.
Yes. Exactly.
Good thank deal. You. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And thank you for that final thought. But again, Yu Yakamata, thank you so much for joining us. And what are some different ways that people can connect with you and learn more about Liberty Pool?
Simply people can visit our website, libertypool.com. Then, there's a Twitter account, Facebook page, and Telegram channel. So, yeah, people, I'm very much welcome to talk with people interested in Liberty Pool.
Perfect. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today and for everyone listening. Stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DeRitter Productions.com.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.